Exclusive, Building America's Future Celebrates Veto of Oklahoma Bill Expanding Program Used to Transition Minors. By Hannah Knudsen on May 21, 2025. Building America's Future is celebrating Oklahoma Governor J. Kevin Stitt's R. veto of HB 2048, which would have expanded his state's use of the federal 340B program, which has been identified as a backdoor for hospital systems to avert executive orders aimed at slashing federal funding geared toward transitioning minors. The conservative nonprofit launched the ad this week, vetoed, essentially thanking Stitt for standing firm alongside President Donald Trump and Republican Senator Mark Wainwright, ROK, in saving taxpayers from more waste, fraud, and abuse by vetoing this bill. The ad, backed by a six-figure buy across the state, highlights the corruption associated with the 340B program, which, as Breitbart News has reported in the past, has been identified as a backdoor of sorts for hospital systems to avert President Donald Trump's order to slash federal funding geared toward transitioning minors. Waste, fraud, and abuse. The federal government is full of it, and the 340B program is one of Washington's worst. 340B funds the left's agenda while health executives get rich, and you foot the bill, the ad's narrator states. But President Trump and Senator Mark Wainwright are fighting to fix it. And Governor Kevin Stitt is right by their side. Stitt protected taxpayers and vetoed an expansion of 340B. Call Governor Stitt and thank him for standing with Trump to fix 340B, the narrator adds. Watch. Indeed, Stitt vetoed the measure, writing, "The program addressed in HB 2048 is in deep need of reform at the federal level to improve transparency. I know President Trump is working to address this issue. I do not believe it is the job of the legislature to insert itself into a contractual dispute and try to pick winners and losers," he continued. "For these reasons, I have vetoed and rolled House Bill 2048. In April, Breitbart News reported a previously unreported presentation revealing how Sanford Health, the largest rural health system in the United States, had been using the 340B program to transition minors. Indeed, Sanford Health previously boasted of offering endocrinology and hormone transition care as well as gender-affirming orchiectomies. Despite Sanford Health removing evidence, it still remains. A December presentation given by a Sanford psychologist revealed how hospital performs these transgender surgeries on minors in Minnesota, only to dispense the medications in North Dakota, where the practice of transitioning children, or what leftists describe as affirming, which is leftist speak for physical mutilation, puberty blockers, and hormones, is banned. Screenshots from the presentation feature the gender unicorn breaking down gender identity, gender expression with another section on sex assigned at birth. It then has a section that breakdowns more differentiations in the gender unicorn showing physically attracted to and emotionally attracted to. As recently as 2023, Sanford Health admitted that 340B provides crucial support for its services and relies on the program to stretch scarce healthcare dollars.